Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Chatting from the Word with your host, your brother, Oscar York. We hope everyone is having a great afternoon and that all is well. I hope and pray that this program has been uplifting, benefiting, and beneficial to you in your Christian walk. We hope and pray here at Chatting from the Word that this program have helped you to blossom for the Lord. But the main thing we hope that we find someone or someone may hear God's word and come and request to be baptized or to be in the body of Christ. We hope and pray that everyone got our announcement yesterday we made on this show that you can call in. And the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. Repeating, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. As I said, it's so delightful that you are joining us on this afternoon, that you're listening this afternoon, and that we hope and pray that this program finds you in a grand, great mood. We love and pray on our program here, and it's been time that you want us to pray for you, let us know. We will pray for you. Pray for your needs, whatever your needs are. We are praying, programming. We love to pray. We're going to pray at this time. Our Father who sits high and looks low. Father, you're the great I am. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, we thank you so much for so many blessings that you have brought our way. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see a day that none of us have never witnessed before. That is a grand blessing that you have brought our way so far this day, Father. We come praying, Father, for a good afternoon that you have blessed us to see this afternoon and that all will go well. Father, we come praying for those that are sick this afternoon. We come praying for those that are suffering with arthritis, with a heart disease, with cancer, with diabetes, with walking, with all sorts of disease, Father. We pray that you heal their bodies as it be your will. Allow them to overcome the problems that they're having. And if not, Father, allow them to be able to deal with what they may be facing are going through. And also, Father, we're praying for those that are having marital problems, financial problems. Father, we ask that you help them and allow them to recognize that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other. Father, we pray for our program here. We pray that this program may have the effect on hearts and minds everywhere, that we are reaching out and that we're telling those who don't know about Christ. And those who know Christ, we hope and pray we are uplifting them and giving them courage to keep on keeping on. And Father, we come praying for the message that's on our hearts this afternoon. We hope and pray that it may help someone today to live a Christian and dedicated life to you. Father, we pray for the government of this world. We pray that they never make a law that forbidding us to study your word and to worship you and to love you in Jesus' name, Father. And thank you for Jesus who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we to him may have salvation. Oh, Father, we thank you so much this afternoon. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, we are so delighted to be with you on this afternoon, and we hope and pray that we so far have been a help to you this afternoon. As I said on yesterday, many may say, why in the afternoon? I believe we all need God's word. I think sometimes that God's word can be a comfort to us at times when we are going through a storm. God's word can be a comfort to them that are in the nursing homes or at home who cannot get out as others do. So I believe that this program is doing some good. And as I've been saying on our programs, on our program on Monday morning on YouTube and this afternoon, that we're looking for our sponsors to sponsor our program. We haven't had no one to come through yet, but I'm holding out hope for you to come through for Brother Oscar here. We look for a sponsor to sponsor financially if you can. We don't ask for much, a dollar, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever you can give monthly. It would be very much appreciated. We can do more if we have more. And the other announcement that I've been announcing for the past couple of shows, I live in the area of Dayton, Ohio. I live on the outskirts of Dayton, Ohio, in a small town called Miamisburg, Ohio. And I believe that we need to allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine in our community here. Churches have been closing. Churches have been going down. The churches not reaching out as they should in this area. Churches are changing the doctrine of Christ, changing their names. We're only supposed to be known as the Church of Christ and Church of Christ only. So we need to allow the body of Christ in this area to shine. So if there be anyone out there, anyone that's listening, if you have a desire to help Brother York in this area, to bring Jesus Christ to this area, I'm getting ready to start a new work. And I want to start running and getting out there telling others about Jesus Christ. And if that be your goal, if that may be your desire, contact me. You can email me at oscar3443@gmail.com or on our show on YouTube, you can make a comment at the bottom of the screen. Or you can contact me on my webpage at osteopublishing.com and talk with me. And talk with me on this. You can call in. As we said, the call-in number is area code 657-383-0883. We hope and pray that you support this program, and we hope and pray that within this area is that someone who feel like I do, and want to bring Christ to this area. Please let me know, please. And I'm looking for a young man to work with me. I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't get out there and knock on doors like I used to. So I'm looking for a young minister to work along with Brother Oscar here to bring Christ to this area, to help me to build up the body of Christ in this area. Brother York have some good ideas, and if you want to help me, if you want to, as a minister, to have your support in place, give me a call. Email me. I would be very appreciative of that. The lesson that's on my mind on this afternoon, we want to continue talking about love. And I simply entitled it, Love Lifted Me. You know, in our songbook, so I don't know if the young generation today sings it, but we once sung a song with that statement that says, Love Lifted Me. And I just want to quote the words for a little while. Here the words are, I was seeking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his presence praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, mirrors my soul their songs, faithful loving service too to him belongs. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves, he will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Oh, my friend, Jesus truly loves us. The Lord truly loves us. And when we're in danger and when we have trouble, we can talk to him and his love will lift us. But on this afternoon, I want to finish what we were discussing love in 1 Corinthians being. And we want to give those who do not have a copy of God's word time to go get a copy of God's of your Bible, so that you can read along with us, and so that you can see where we are coming from. So go get a copy of your Bible. We'll wait for you. We have time. And as always says, others are going to get their Bibles. I would like to say, New York, you have been enjoying bringing God's word to you. I've been enjoying chatting with you about God's word. And I truly believe it is the word that will help us at the end to make it to heaven. So I hope and pray that others are listening to this program and learning from this program. We hope and pray those who haven't had who haven't had the Bible, get their Bible, have your Bible. And I want to reread what we read yesterday in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Here Paul writes, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. It is not easy to provoke, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child, and stood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greater of these is charity. Charity, which is meaning love. And here Paul is saying, I want to show you the greatest gift of all. As we said on yesterday, in chapter 12, after talking about the many gifts that the Spirit gave in that day, and Paul said, I show you an excellent way, an excellent gift. And now he's talking about the gift of love. You know, many people cannot love as the Bible says to love. Many people sometimes have to learn to love. Sometimes many people find it hard to love others, especially when others are going against them, especially when others don't like them, especially when others want to do them harm. Sometimes it's hard to love. But here, Paul is talking about love, will last for always. And here we left off at verse 7. Well, let me reiterate on verse 6. It says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. If you truly have love, if you truly love, especially if you love God, and here Paul says, rejoiceth, love our charity, rejoiceth. Not in iniquity or unforgiven sin or sin, but rejoice in the truth. Oh, my friend, if we truly love God, if we truly love the truth, we're going to rejoice when we hear truth. You know, many people today do not want to stand up for truth. Sometimes if you stand up for truth, sometimes you get knocked right back down. When you try to tell people the truth, or they ain't going to love you when you tell them the truth. Am I right? But we that are Christians, we that love the Lord should love the truth also. We should be rejoicing in the truth of God's word. But we find out today many don't want to stick with the truth of God's word. And I believe the reason why is because they want to teach self instead of teaching Christ. And we are in the body of Christ. If we want to stand up for truth, we got to know the truth. Because it is the truth that Jesus said will set you free. And most of us don't want to hear the truth for truth's sake. I know you understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say here. But here Paul is saying that we should be rejoicing. But charity rejoices in the truth. If you are about love, you're going to love the truth. You're going to teach truth. You're going to stand up for the truth. And in verse 7, he says that love beareth all things, believeth all, hopeth all things, endureth all things. When you truly love, you can bear the worst of the worst. If you truly love me and I love you, you can bear the worst of me and I can bear the worst of you. Believeth all things. What do they entail, Brother Oscar? Believeth all things. Not two believers that believe all things come to the truth. Then to come to the truth, we must believe. Hopeth all things. What is that saying, Brother Oscar? Hopeth all things. We know hope has something to do with faith and trust in the Lord. In the other words, if you have a love for the Lord, love for the word, love for the truth, you will have hope that all things will be all right. And it's endured all things. Knowing the fact that we have hope in Christ and we trust in Christ, and by trusting in Christ, we know all things will be all right. We can endure the worst, even sickness, even death. We can do it because we, as Christians, we understand that even at death, this is not the end. That we have another life when God comes back for the church to take us on home with Him. And then say, love never fails. See, love is not going to fail. If we truly love, Christ so loved us. He didn't let us down, did he? He died on the cross, became sin, so that we may be free from sin in him. So love never fails. But what if there be prophecy, they shall fail. Many, when they read, just get to this point, they get so confused at this point. Imagine now, what is Paul talking about when he's talking about prophesying? A prophecy shall fail. If you know back then, as we said many times, back then they didn't have a written word as we have today. And many were prophesying by not having the word, knowing what God or the word is saying. See, they didn't have a word. See, we got complete word today from Genesis to Revelation. And the only thing they had back then, as we said many times, was the Old Testament. And they was able to prophesy from the Old Testament and to study the Old Testament and knowing what the Old Testament was saying. Back then, you really too had to study. Because if you read the Old Testament today, you have to study the Old Testament today to see what the prophesy or prophecies is all about when it is contained in the Old Testament. We know many times the Old Testament prophesies about the church. Jeremiah 31:31, Isaiah 51 talks about the church, talking about Jesus dying on the cross for the church. So to be able to understand that prophecy, yeah, I mean, that was, like I say, they didn't have a New Testament and a new agreement then. They only had the Old Testament. And then they said, now, whether there be tongues, they shall cease. See, since we have the complete God's word, we don't need to speak in tongues today. I know many are getting upset with Brother Oscar by saying that. But if you look at the reason why they spoke in tongues, the tongues back then was to show proof that they was accepted by God, or to show proof that they were with God. We don't need to do that today, because today we have faith. The word is complete. So we don't need to speak in tongues today as others in religious world may believe. You see, tongue speaking went away when all things were made complete. One of these days we will bring a complete lesson on tongue speaking, but right now we're talking about love. And then it says, they shall see whether there be knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Knowledge of God's word through the Old Testament times. It shall vanish away. But we know in part. See, back then they knew in part. Things were done in part and not together. And we prophesy in part. See, Paul is writing the Corinthian letter. Luke was doing something else. Peter was doing. They were doing things in part. But when that which is perfect shall come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When all things come together, when all things are made complete, all the other things would be done away, because there wouldn't be no reason or no purpose for anything else. We only have the written word that we can have faith in and we can have trust in to read and know that this is God's word. That's what it says. We're going to finish this up on tomorrow. We hope and pray that you join us tomorrow. And like I said, the call-in number is 057-383-0883. It was good chatting with you this afternoon from Chatting from the Word, and we all hope all have a good evening, afternoon, and I hope all have a good evening. Goodbye, and have a good day.